USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Wall Street is closing with stocks mixed. This comes as investors celebrated quarterly results from NVIDIA and other companies connected to artificial intelligence. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 35 points to 32,764. The S&P 500 gained 36 points to 12,689. The NASDAQ grew by 213 points to 12,689. Russia and Belarus signed a deal to allow Russian nuclear weapons on Belarusian territory. In Moscow, Stuart Smith says this is in response to a sharp escalation of threats on the western borders of the two countries.
The Russian Defense Ministry says it remains in charge of the nuclear weapons and any decisions about their use, leading Ukraine to allege Belarus had been taken hostage by Moscow. Belarusian opposition leader in exile, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, said the move violates Belarus's constitutional commitment to a nuclear-free status. While Russia says it's committed to global nuclear non-proliferation, it says this move doesn't count.
Expect a big travel surge for Memorial Day weekend as nearly 43 million Americans will be heading out for the holiday. Gas is down more than a dollar from Memorial Day weekend last year. To avoid the worst of it, experts say to avoid hitting the road Friday when it's the heaviest traveled. One of the biggest changes that restaurants made during the COVID pandemic is now fading away.
Most restaurants eliminated printed menus in favor of QR codes and having customers order off their phone screens. But now?
We're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
They go out, they want to hold on to a menu, they want to look at the ingredients.
One downside for restaurants going back to hard copy menus? Flexibility. QR codes let them easily and instantly change prices.
That's Richard Johnson reporting. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The man who allegedly slammed into a security barrier near the White House with a U-Haul truck will remain in custody. The 19-year-old made his first appearance in court ahead of his detention hearing next week. Prosecutors say the man is not a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident. The man reportedly told the Secret Service his goal was to get to the White House, seize power, and be put in charge of the nation. The number of Americans who say they own stocks is at a 15-year high. That's according to a new Gallup survey that found 61% of U.S. adults have money invested in the stock market. That's the highest level since 2008, just after the start of the Great Recession. Fleet Week is underway in New York City.
Around 2,400 Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard members were in town Wednesday for the start of the annual event. The USS Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is hosting a series of events for Fleet Week, which also include tours of several ships, Navy dive tank demonstrations, and concerts. Assault ship the USS Wasp and missile destroyer the USS Cole are among many other vessels docked in New York for the next several days. I'm Skip Kelly.
A California school is removing all Nazi symbolisms from its performance of The Sound of Music. Musicals based on the von Trapp family who lived in Austria during the rise of Nazi Germany. The principal of Rolling Hills Elementary School in Fullerton, north of Anaheim, decided to remove scenes that included the Nazi storyline, including props with swastikas and students saying Heil Hitler. Dave Collins, USA News.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.